Again, the Sheepdogs. We are KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Michael Minatoli in studio.
Good morning.
He has brought a hodgepodge of people in with us this morning. Let's introduce one by one. First, we have Doug DeMaurier. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Longtime local. Pleasure to have you. We have Cindy Duval. Hello, Cindy.
Hi.
And we have John Chaney, local artist and also longtime local. How are you, man?
Good. How are you doing?
Pleasure to have you all in this morning. And the topic of conversation that we've decided is the 100-year tradition of greeting in Laguna Beach, namely Eiler Lawson. And basically the stories you remember about him and also just Laguna Beach history in general, because you guys have been here for so long. And I think this will be pretty enlightening for our audience. First of all, Doug, those photos you brought in are so cool. Doug has a photo of the statue being made of Eiler Lawson while he's watching it being made. And I didn't realize it happened at the same time. I think a lot of people probably think it was built after he died, right outside of Sapphire.
That's correct. In the statue, you can see in the background, it says body. That's the old body shop. At one time, it was South Coast Ford, and it was Alan Cadillac at another point, and it became Heidelberg.
Cool. How do you come across these photos?
This one, I lucked out. I had a digital camera. I saw a photo about the same size, 8x10, and I just took a photo of the photo right through the frame.
Wow. Yeah, it doesn't even look like a photo of a photo.
No one's
it looks
ever
like
seen
a photo.
This in yeah. Laguna. Nope, this is an unknown photo right now.
And you're going to give this to us?
To you, yeah.
Very, very, yeah.
Right
thank
on, Dougie. I'm proud of you.
Thank
with
you.
The
That's
newer
very,
photo.
Very, very nice.
Showing the way it is today.
Right, the combination. It's great. Did you take a photo of your photo's photo so you can still have one after you give it to us?
Oh, yeah, and then I took a photo of that photo.
So you have multiple photos.
So I can
photos.
Give you a photo of the photo of the photo.
And the photo we're talking about is Isla is alive watching the artist do his statue.
Right.
Yes.
Which is unbelievable. I mean,
amazing.
Who knew? Any of you can take this question, but what do you guys remember about Eiler Lawson?
John?
Well, the first time I met Eiler Lawson, I restored a Woody up in Whittier where I lived and with a friend, and we headed for a surfing safari to Doheny, and the Woody blew up at Laguna Canyon Road, and so that was my... Laguna captured me. And then I met Eiler that day and went surfing, and... Later, I wanted to be the greeter, you know. Maybe that's why he chased me away with his stick one day, you know, down the street with his cane.
Yeah, he's been known to do that.
What would happen if somebody decided that, hey, you know what, I'm going to be the new greeter of Laguna Beach? I mean, did he was he protective of his territory?
Well, I don't know if that's why he did that. I mean, I've heard that he was either nice or he might get in your face and yell, wake up! You know?
Right, right.
And Cindy... I'm sorry, John. Cindy, how about you? What do you think?
God will put it within you to will and to do of his good pleasure. Only thing I know about Eiler Lawson, he didn't like long hairs because he wasn't original anymore. That's the only
That's
thing
great,
I
Cindy.
Know about him.
Hello. Right on. All right.
Bye.
All right.
I'm leaving.
Love
gotta
you,
go.
Cindy.
Quit, let's
Thank you.
Live.
Dougie.
I don't love the Benzo button. Now, that's my sister, Charles Edward Duval.
Hey, go ahead, Doug.
I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
Cindy is fed up with our interview, and that's fine.
And grocery for a week for six people, $20.
Round of applause for Cindy. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Cindy.
I couldn't have possibly planned that happening.
Wasn't that a good one?
That was like radio theater right
that
there.
That was theater.
Well, about Eiler,
go ahead.
I can't remember the first time I saw Eiler because he was around since I was just a little baby.
Right.
And I've been here since I was 3 days old. And it was just something that was always there. And it was just, to me, it was totally normal. It was just the way it was.
How much a part of Laguna culture was he? Like when people thought Laguna Beach, was he one of the first things that came to mind?
He was big. Yeah. Eiler was one of the biggest things, and the Pottery Shack was another big one.
Right.
And then they went hand in hand, and that's, you know, Roy Childs became the owner of the Pottery Shack, became friends with him, and he was becoming so popular that Roy Childs thought it would be great to put a statue in front of the Pottery Shack.
Yeah, amazing. Now, what was he paid for greeting? Michael mentioned maybe the city gave him a salary. Do you know?
They did towards the end.
Okay.
At first, they tried to get rid of him in the early days. They didn't think it was cool. They thought this nutcase out there, wild-eyed. If you look at the black and white photo there, the guy looks like he's, especially if you zoom in on it,
looks like he's tweaking.
He looks like a nutcase.
Yeah.
So they didn't especially like him. He was a gardener. He was always in dirty clothes, long hair, unkempt, and... He became so popular that they gave him a salary at the end, a city paycheck, and a room in the hotel for life.
Did you ever talk to him, either of you guys, about like his motivation for greeting? Because I talked to Michael now, who's, you know, our supposed new greeter, and Michael's motivation is just to make people smile. So I'm wondering what was Eiler's?
I know that he started on Wall Street as a runner, and he was he said it was so stuffy there that he started giving away flowers to everybody on Wall Street.
Okay.
Then he went to San Francisco and did the same, greeted in San Francisco, and then to Carmel, and he would come down here and play Jesus in the Pageant of the Masters, the Last Supper.
Of course he did, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, every year. And then he would greet when he was here, and then he eventually stayed.
Did he greet with any energy?
He was a wild man.
Okay.
Like one time, number one, you know, who was the greeter a few years back, I stepped into Eiler's steps one day that are in the cement there where he always stood. And I just got all animated, and I'm like channeling the greeter, you know. And number one comes down, and he comes down the other side, and he goes, "You're no greeter." He goes, "I'm no artist, and you're no greeter." So it was a little competition for the job, you know. And right. I just went, "Hey, you know, I'm an artist. You can do it."
Right, yeah. Right.
And every time I've like stepped into those steps and done the greeter, somebody else came along and said, "I'm the greeter."
How
so
funny.
So what did what did Eiler do with you one day? You wanted to be the greeter. What did he do to you?
Oh, he was exciting, you
did
know.
Did he chase you with the stick?
No, he was just good, gregarious, full of energy, and he greeted everybody there was. And I've always done that. I've been in Laguna 46 years, and I have greeted everybody I ever walked by in this town with a smile and a hello.
Right.
Sometimes now they don't hear you.
Yeah, that's true.
And how about you, Dougie? Did he chase you?
Oh, on occasion he did, yeah, chase us with his cane. Like little kids, when we were real young, we used to taunt him a little bit, you know.
Was he a little crazy?
Yeah, he was a little mad. I mean, if you look at that picture, you can see that's an early picture, too, before he had gray hair.
Right. I mean, I think you'd have to be to create a profession out of professional greeting.
Yeah,
right?
He would yell, "Hello there, how are you? You know, welcome to Laguna." But with a real croaky, loud voice.
Sure.
And it would scare kids sometimes if they're walking down the sidewalk.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Even parents would grab their kids and kind of run.
Yeah.
But
when your dad took a photo, what did he dress in?
Well, my dad took a photo at Christmas, and I think it was around 56. And he had a red velvet, it looked like a woman's dress. I think it was red velvet, like shined, and it had a kind of a brown top. A big cross about 6 inches with like glass stones set in it, and a chain like a dog chain, a big heavy chain. And he had one of those turban things like the sheiks wear with that elastic thing with black bands that goes around the top, around his head with a stone in the middle. He had sandals and a carved wooden cane. And he was doing this pose where he was kind of arched back like a surfing pose with a cane out. You can see all the tinsel decorations down Forest Avenue. It's done in color, Kodachrome.
If you're just tuning in, we're having a conversation right now about Eiler Lawson and the history of him in Laguna Beach, the greeting tradition. We're in with John Chaney and Doug DeMaurier. Cindy Duvall was here.
Yep. She did her cameo.
Then she said a lot of stuff that made no sense to me and walked out the door.
But it made sense to her. I want to let you know.
It was great. Here in the 60s to get that one.
I lost that one.
By the way, my wardrobe is very conservative compared to this old guy. I want to tell you this.
Yeah. And
Cindy, too.
Let's talk about that. Now, you've seen many greeters. You're talking about number one, number two, number three greeter. Yeah. You've seen people pose as greeters. Do we crown Michael Minutoli as the new greeter of Laguna Beach?
Hey, he's doing it. You know, if you're doing it, you're the greeter.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't care if there's five of them. You
right.
know?
Whoever Michael's takes that there, position is the greeter.
He
follows the tradition of all the greeters in the past. He's not from Laguna Beach. He took the position on himself. He's the unofficial greeter.
Right.
He does it his way. He doesn't grow long hair and a beard. He does it the way he wants to do it, and that's the tradition. They all do it their way.
Right on, Dougie. Tell the audience what Cindy said to you a couple weeks ago or last week.
She said, you know that guy, that new greeter, And I go, yeah. And she goes, he's so cool.
That's a lot coming from Cindy, yeah. Who didn't get a sentence together when she was in it.
When I heard that, I thought, okay, I think I'm auditioning. My auditioning's going pretty good for the Beat of Greta.
You know, hey, they interviewed him.
Go ahead. Oh,
they interviewed the greeter one time, and he said that that the hippies weren't very. They asked him about hippies. He goes, "The hippies aren't very nice. They need to get nice. They need to listen to me, you know." And then he kind of wasn't really saying he was a hippie. And then by the end, he goes, "Okay, well, I'm their mentor, so they should listen to what I say."
That's great, John.
Maybe not all the facts are there. I mean, how much of it do you think's become like a bit of a tall tale at this point, or do you think anybody really knows all the legends of every greeter in town any at this point?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think it's like the book Peanuts about George Peanuts Larson that was done by Craig Lockwood tells it's the archetype of the beach bum that with no visible means of support his whole life with photos. And when he died, he had a shoebox of photos, and that was his entire possessions for his life. And George Peanuts Larson, the book describes how icons and legends are made, and about a very large percent of it is BS.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I asked the Hotel Laguna what room he stayed in. He stayed up there. They gave him a room for free. Is that right, Doug?
I've heard that too.
And
was he homeless effectively? I mean, he greeted and then stayed at the Hotel Laguna. That was.
I think so. I think he probably rented out little rooms and garages.
Okay.
People let him stay sometimes in, you know, an extra room or something.
Right.
Because he was a gardener around town.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And, he did. That's what he did: gardening and greeting.
But Michael, they wouldn't tell you exactly room, right?
And I've been asking for years. They won't tell me what room he stayed in. But supposedly he stayed there, especially towards the end of his life, for free. And then the city gave him a little paycheck. And he probably, the last time he said hi to people was in 1972. Is that about right, Doug?
Well, he was at the festival.
I've seen a photo of him at the festival. I think it was in 75. Maybe.
Wow. Well, so we're not even really sure exactly when he died.
He died in 75. That's what the articles in the computer, when I researched
when them. You Google it,
see,
okay.
See, I was at the festival that the city shut the whole town down to keep it from becoming a full-blown Woodstock. Wow. And, you know, you were never sure whether the greeter really liked hippies, but he came out there and he got up on stage, and I actually have a recording of this, and he gets up there and waves his stick, and he goes, "I'm with you, kids." You know, he had a really gruff voice.
Yeah, so and at this amazing. Point, he's a lot older.
Yeah.
And I believe he would get up on stage and do
maybe
that.
The last time, I mean, that was his.
But he made such a mock that they invited him to the Rose Parade.
No, really?
Yes, and there's a photo of him on a float going down the Rose Parade. So and they invited him.
There's so much to uncover about this. People are writing it on Facebook, and we did post a photo of the characters that we have in studio right now, minus Cindy, who is no longer with us. Someone said they're listening in from the Big Island, and that with their mom, Beth Leeds, in 1949, they tried to kick the greeter out of town, apparently, and she took a petition to the city and stood at a podium at 8 years old, and they voted to keep him in town. How cool is that?
That's great.
That's great.
That's awesome.
And there's tons of stories like that we found. Okay, so if there's more about Isler Lawson, if people want to call in, you want to write it on Facebook, we'll try to address your questions. The phone number is 715-5936. But let's talk about Laguna in general just for a little bit. I mean, you guys have been here forever. Is it easy to describe the town then versus the town now? Is that a hard question, or can you sum that up?
You know what, a good one. I met this guy from Japan, and there was reggae playing at the White House, and he
That's
got
the White
so
House
blissed
restaurant.
Out and found love. He said, "I came to this town, and I found love for the first time in my life," and he was just ecstatic to go back to Japan and spread the word.
Wow!
Oh yeah,
that's great.
This town, it was coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah,
it was better in the woodwork.
And Dougie, you've been here 65 years, Doug?
65, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, talk on that a little bit. I mean, when Laguna was a little more hidden and hard to get to.
Laguna used to be out in the boondocks.
Right.
It was surrounded by a way bigger green belt than now. Most people in Orange County had heard of it, but unless they were into art, they hadn't come here or the beach. The festivals were crowded then, but a lot, you know, less than now. And it was a whole different vibe in town.
Yeah.
Especially the 60s.
Was that true of most of Southern California, or especially Laguna, would you say?
I think especially Laguna.
I lived in Pico Rivera, and we never locked our doors, and all the kids played in the streets till late at night, you know. So, and even Whittier, when we moved there, I think it was that way still. You know?
There was East
a
LA.
General yeah. more trust and less crime.
Yeah, we never locked doors.
So when
here.
You got here, John,
I don't lock mine any.
You could go all the way through the canyon and go any house all night and go in there and drink their wine and have a smoke, and. You know,
they didn't care.
Nobody cared. It was open all the way from Woodland all the way to the end of Canyon Acres.
Everybody knew each other.
Do you think, even though it's obviously been more developed and it's more popular and 6 million people visit here every year, does it have the same character that it had in the 60s?
No.
Some people said, but what? That's that. Oh, go ahead.
So, there's a lingering effect that'll never go away. Yeah. Laguna is a spiritual center. It's a high energy place. There's something deep in the earth down under here, like a meteor or a solid gold mountain or something, but it's high energy here. Nobody knows why, but it's probably the people, and it's changing pretty quickly, but there's still something going on here that draws people.
Amazing spiritual energy is here in Laguna Beach.
It's right here.
It's a crystal granite rock, as Dr. Fred Bell, the pyramid guy up on the hill that had a time machine, the city made him take it down because it wasn't up to code.
Of course not.
You know, and time he machines said have this to be up is to a code. Crystal granite rock on a vortex. The Russians put a vortex around here in the psychic discoveries behind the Iron Curtain. So this place, I actually met a guy that knew a CIA agent that came and moved here because he knew it was a vortex.
I believe that. Hey, let me ask you, when Isla Larson was on the corner, because you were grown up with him and brought, did you take him for granted? Did you ever thought he would be so popular? When people go to the Greeter's restaurant down here, that's all they ask those waitresses and waiters about the Greeter. When you guys were going to school and doing your thing, you just saw the old man on the corner. Did you take him for granted?
Pretty much. Okay. He was there all the time since I was... my earliest memories, and I think it probably had some effect on me and John. I mean, look at us.
I wanted to be the greeter.
The reason he's saying that, you guys, is because they both have big, long beards.
We've got the cast of ZZ Top in our studio.
We had ZZ Tops, but now ZZ Top.
Yeah. See, there were hundreds of wild and crazy people in Laguna.
But did he have conversations?
In the 70s. There was the skipper and the bird man.
Yes, I heard about the skipper.
The sword swallower. Crazy horse. You know, the fire eater.
So it wasn't unusual that here's in one other crazy guy.
But he was probably the inspirer to most of them.
But while he waved, did certain people go up and have conversations with him like they do me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They'd photograph him. They'd yell out, their cars honk at him.
And then, like when I first took it on, one guy came up. He said, "You better get out of town in 24 hours." Did they do this to him?
Probably.
What do you think? What would Isla have thought had he known that you'd be talking about him on a Laguna Beach radio station 35 years later? You know what I mean?
Wow, he probably wouldn't believe it because his fame back in the day was just a local fame in Laguna Beach, and it was kind of a lark and. He was from Denmark originally.
Oh, okay, I didn't even realize that.
Traveled. I don't know what brought him here. I've heard different stories, maybe merchant marines or different things. But he traveled.
And he was intelligent. They
came
say
here and fell in love with it.
They say he knew 5 languages, traveled the world, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Speaking of radio, I want to touch on this a little bit more in the history while I have you guys here. I mean, I've heard differing stories of... There was a radio station in Laguna Beach in 1951. It was in a guy's van outside of Orange Inn. Or I've heard, you know, I've just heard various things like that. Do you know, indeed, if there was other FM signals and when they happened?
I sure do.
Okay, go ahead.
On the roof of the top of the Hotel Del Camino on Crest Street.
Hippie Hotel. Okay.
There was a radio station, and the guy's name was Z-Patch the Pirate.
Okay.
And I used to have his card up until about 10 years ago. It had a skull and bones on it, and it had Z-Patch the Pirate, and it had I forget what channel it was, but it was broadcast right out of the top of the hotel.
What hotel was it at the time?
Hotel Del Camino.
Still was.
Yeah. Then it turned to the Forenzi and something else.
The Hacienda.
Then it went back to the
When the hippies were all there, it was called the Hacienda.
Right, Hacienda,
and it was three stories where the hippies, and you could go from room to room, and there'd be a different act, and there'd be the old artist guy with colored lights with a nude model. And we'd play our flute and recite poetry as we went from room to room.
So what,
rooftop,
what year?
We owned the rooftop. We played up there. That was in the early 70s.
Okay.
Late 60s.
Is that when the radio station was around?
I don't remember that.
Z-Patch was in the 50s.
It was in the 50s.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is that the only one you recall
That's the only one I ever heard of in Laguna Beach.
Do you know, was it indeed like a pirate radio station?
It was pirate, yeah.
Okay.
And he called himself Z-Patch the Pirate. And he had cards and everything. And he had an eye patch and he dressed like a pirate.
That's amazing.
He was a real character.
So we might be the first FCC licensed radio station to ever be in Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I'm proud of that. Hey, guys, this is amazing. Michael, anything else you want to add or touch on?
No, but John Chaney is an artist.
Yeah.
And also Dougie's an artist. So they have two different styles, of course. That's one of the things they do. But
I want one of those shirts. Can you get me one of those shirts?
I sure can.
I love it. We can't say what it is on the radio.
Well,
thanks. Sort of.
So we can say it, but no, we can't describe the graphics.
Yeah.
Fooey, let's skate.
Yeah, okay, there we go.
Con Fooey, let's skate.
It's a con Fooey, let's skate.
You'd have to see it. We'll put a picture on Facebook or something.
But I appreciate you guys coming out, and Tyler also. Thanks again.
Yeah,
Can I say one little thing? You asked about, has this town changed?
Yeah.
And I like what Grateful Dad said, some people say this town ain't got no heart, but you just got to poke around.
Thank you.
Beautiful. I love that. Yeah. John and Doug DeMaurier.
That's right.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning. Mike, thanks for setting this up for us.
No, I appreciate it.
We'll have the whole thing podcast. I don't know how to say your last name, Don. Scortino.
Scortino.
Don took a video for us. He's going to put it on. We're going to put it online. We are KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, and so happy that we have a forum for something like this to host basically the history of Laguna and of Eiler Larson. Here are the Royal Teeth with the song Wild on KX93.5.
Guys did a good job. Thank you.